the billboard was so offensive that there were complaints. Apparently, bypassers were so disturbed by what they saw, they called the owner of the building where the sign was located, and they protested. But more than mere complaints, there were, and now I quote, multiple significant threats. So much so that the property owner requested from the sign company that the billboard be removed, which they did, and then the billboard was erected elsewhere. Understand that the sign wasn't selling anything. It wasn't lewd. It didn't promote anything illegal. It didn't encourage any behaviors. It wasn't addressing any of the social issues that seemed to be gnawing at the fabric of our society, such as gay marriage or abortion rights. This simple billboard, a blue sky with puffy clouds and white lettering, merely asked a question and offered a simple assurance. The question, don't believe in God. The answer, you're not alone. That's it. That was the entire billboard, with, of course, a website one could visit. What I just described took place in my fair city of Cincinnati, Ohio. This billboard is part of a national campaign sponsored by the United Coalition of Reason. It is startling to think that such a simple billboard could draw such an irate response. Apparently, this is the first city in the country where the billboard has been posted that such a controversy has erupted. Given that there are billboards that encourage religious participation, and around here in Greater Cincinnati, billboards that promote a pseudo-museum that claims to show why evolution isn't true, a lone billboard reaching out to those who don't hold a belief in God seems pretty mild, but apparently not. In fact, in a survey of voters, it was concluded that 50% would not vote for an atheist. Apparently, voters believe that one claiming religious affiliation is by definition better or perhaps more moral than someone who embraces atheism. Regrettably, this is an overly simplistic understanding of religion and morality. It ignores the complexity of religious beliefs and fails to appreciate that moral superiority does not come wrapped in the phrase belief in God. Given all this, though, the billboard that stirred this controversy didn't really move the conversation about religion forward. In fact, I think those who conceived of this campaign used the same tactics that the late Reverend Jerry Falwell used to use when he appeared on TV. His first question when he appeared on a talk show with a scientist was always to ask, "Do you believe in God?" Usually it took the scientists by surprise, putting him or her on the defensive. But of course, Falwell's question wasn't religious. He didn't care what the scientist really believed. He was asking a political question. Are you with us or against us? The true religious question is, what do you believe about God? For there are a myriad of ways one can understand that term. There is no one understanding of the term God. The term has evolved and it has changed over time. And to truly appreciate someone's religious and theological beliefs, it requires more subtlety than Jerry Falwell or a simple billboard expresses. It is unfortunate that the rationalists who paid for the billboard are using the same soundbite culture that Falwell championed. Religious conversation, if it is to be meaningful, needs to be more than simple do you or don't you. But regrettably, thoughtful conversations about serious subjects in our society seem to be in short supply. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to check out our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.